11 Young Street. In 1905, it was the Lippert Furniture. Edward Lippert built the building to sell furniture manufactured from his company. In 1920, it became the Windsor House Hotel. They added 3 stories. There's a building on this building. This was also C.L. Moser and Sons Dry Goods Store in 1924. Liggett's Drug Store, 33 through 46. Walk to the front of the hotel, below the Mayfair Hotel sign. Position yourself between the 2 doors. Now look up. Observe this good example of classical revival architecture. Note the semi-elliptical, arched, and rectangular window openings with rusticated brick fissures. The wood cornice and brackets. The decorative corbelled brick under the cornice. The 1920 upper story addition is in the Art Deco style. Now look down. 2 doors with no doorknobs. Who took the doorknobs? The doors don't open. What if you're stuck on the other side? It seemed as if people left in a hurry. Look for signs and traces of our past and history. Imagine people full of hope and ambition trying very hard to fulfill their dreams. Is that you? Or do you simply want to make a living? Turn around and retrace a few steps. Let's go up Young Street. I want to show you a game I play. I have some photographs to show you. Take out the first one. Walk up the street to the standpipe. I left a note. Is it still there? Do you have a message for me? I've heard that notes left on buses in this town are returned with messages written on the back. On the bus, to be found again. Strange engagement. You can touch it. I wonder, why don't they use Facebook? Do you see? Are you listening? Put the picture away. Let's walk. Straight ahead to the laundromat. Can you see yourself in the tin on the windows? I wonder, if you play a game with an abandoned building, does it live? Is it valued if it's noticed and played? Gaze. Give it value. Let's keep walking. I have other photos to show you. Let's cut through the parking lot. Try to walk to the sound of my footsteps so we can stay together.